Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So let's talk about cruising on the Great Lakes. Isis Ruiz is with American Queen Voyages. Isis, this is John Williams. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to chat with you.
Where are you based out of? Where are you, Isis?
So our offices have just relocated to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, but previously we'd been based in New Albany, Indiana. So just across the bridge there from one of our more popular embarkation ports in Louisville.
Louisville, I see. And so how long have you all been a cruise company?
10 years. We just celebrated our 10th anniversary, and I was chatting with our founder, John Wagner, back when I first started a few months back. He was telling me about sort of the vision he had when he bought the Queen, which is American Queen, this idea of the rebirth and renaissance of river cruising and a real immersion in getting to know America through our river waterways. So all these rivers that touch these great American cities, everything from Louisville, like we just talked about, Memphis, over to New Orleans, you can see Pittsburgh, you can see Red Wing, you can get up on the lakes vessels that we now offer, you can see Niagara Falls and Toronto, Detroit, Cleveland, and I think I heard you talking a little bit earlier about Iowa and someone sending their son off to the University of Iowa, so we have a stop there as well, where one of our more popular excursions is a trip out to see the Field of Dreams set that's still out there. So that one, we hear rave reviews from our guests. So just a wide variety of sort of all experience you can get. 10 years in business, back from one river vessel to now 7 vessels operating on rivers, ocean, U.S. coastlines. We're growing.
So let's just talk about those river cruises. Then I want to ask you about the lake as well. We see the commercials on TV for the Viking River boats, so we know kind of what those look like. What are yours compared to those ones? Are they more like Huckleberry Finn steamers with the big paddle wheel, or do they look more like streamlined river boats?
So you're going to get a little bit of everything on ours, which is what's really unique, too. And one of the things that we believe we offer is that we specialize in North America, right? So a lot of our customers are seasoned cruisers who have done river cruises throughout Europe and other parts of the world. And then they get to a certain age of their lives and realize they've traveled extensively outside of North America, but don't, you know, haven't really had that deep immersive experience here. So on the American Queen, which is our flagship, yeah, you're going to get the big paddle wheel, which is amazing. And our guests love to sort of just watch as they're kind of cruising down the river, the Mississippi. And inside, you do get sort of like a Mark Twain experience. Part of our onboard program is lectures by what we call our river Laureans, so historians of the mighty Mississippi River and all the impact that sort of commerce and industry has had on all those communities along the Mississippi River. So there you'll get a more traditional kind of quaint experience. But then fast forward to our more recently launched river vessel, which launched March of 21, and it does feel like the paddle wheeler on the outside. And then you walk in, and my favorite place to sit when I go on board is right at that atrium, right at the point of embarkation. You see guests look around and go, wow, I wasn't expecting that. So it's got the best of modern luxury, very clean.
How long are those trips? How long are people on board for how long when they take those river tours?
Yeah, they're on maybe 7 days up to 14 days. And by the end of the 7 days, I mean, they know everyone on board. They feel like, you know, sort of where everybody knows your name. They've got their favorite bar and their favorite entertainer. So those vessels are very modern, sleek, modern luxury, really high-end feel.
How many people do they accommodate?
That one is 245. So, and then we've got the crew on board as well, where our largest vessel, American Queen, is up to 416 about.
No kidding. On the river with that many passengers.
River. On the river.
And then do those packages, like, are they all inclusive? How do people afford these? How do you package it?
Yeah, it's a great question. We include as much as possible in that fare. So you're going to have obviously all of your dining experiences, unlimited beverages on board. The key piece of value that I think is most compelling for our guests is the included shore excursion experiences. So we've got hop-on, hop-off shore excursions in every port that we visit, and that's included as part of your fare. Then we have premium experiences as well if you want to pay an upcharge to do something a little bit off the beaten path and smaller type of experience. But all of that is included, and in general, we find it's a very all-inclusive. Wi-Fi is also included experience. The American Countess, it's interesting, we were just talking, she launched last year. She even gets up to Ottawa. So we're excited about, again, her ability to just to be on the Mississippi, but also do some of our other waterways.
Ottawa's a nice stop. I have a house out there, and I know that area well. It's a great little town. It's charming. And Starved Rock State Park and everything right there.
I'd love to know if we sail by. That would be great.
Okay, so that's the river experience up and down these various waterways. But we took note here in Chicago that at Navy Pier, a cruise ship docked recently. Is that one of yours as well?
It was. Thank you for that. So, listen, we've got access to these top destinations and ports right in the middle of town in Chicago. We're the first cruise ship to have access to Navy Pier. We're incredibly proud of that. Toronto, the same. We were right, you know, we had this beautiful view of the skyline in Toronto. So, yeah, you would have seen one of our vessels. And if it wasn't the night that we were there, you might see some of our sister brand vessels. We're part of the Hornblower Group. And so City Experiences offers dinner cruises on a nightly basis, also out of Chicago's Navy Pier.
So I'm looking here at I have the boarding dates in Ottawa. August 1st, August 8th, 19th, 26th, September 6th, 1924. That's the river. How often are you going to dock at Lake Michigan? And where do I go if I leave Lake Michigan? And let me just say by way of that I'm familiar with the 7-8-night cruises that I frequently lead listeners on in Europe and other parts of the world, Alaska cruise, a New England cruise. And so those are about 7-8 nights that we usually do. They're all inclusive. They price out anywhere from $6,000 to $9,000 a person. So compare and contrast what you have with what I just described.
Sure. The dates you just listed, John, were actually the Lake Michigan dates.
Good.
That's great. And from a price point standpoint, our lakes products around $3,500 per person starting. One thing I forgot to mention in the inclusions is our pre-cruise hotel stay. And so what this allows people to, you know, arrive the day before, you know, and with flight delays and all of the clunkiness around that, it just gets people a little bit more comfortable. They've got that hotel stay included, and then they'll embark the next day on their voyage. So that just removes one point of friction. So about $3,500 starting per person, includes your hotel, includes your dining, your onboard entertainment, but also your onshore shore excursion experiences, like we talked about, your Wi-Fi and your beverages. So really great value. Our lakes product is doing really well. Our river product historically has always been, you know, the hallmark of our offering. As we expand, we've also added Expedition in Alaska, which we're really proud of because she's done a really nice job for us. Her first season, which was just launched in May of 2022.
Okay. I'm watching the clock and I'm out of time today, so I want to talk to you more about this down the road. But you're regularly then departing from Chicago at Navy Pier on Lake Michigan. And are there berths still available? People can make reservations and travel?
Absolutely. We've got some spots still available for 22 and 23 for sure. We'd love to give you a tour on board. Since it sounds like we're not too far from your neck of the woods, we'd love to have you on. See it as well.
I should tell you, I'm 18 stories up in a tall building downtown Chicago, and I can see Navy Pier. It's about a quarter mile from here, and I could watch your boat dock from where I'm talking to you right now. So let's make a point to get acquainted next time one of the boats is in town.
Perfect. Maybe we can have you play captain for an hour or two. I don't know how long they'll give us the rights to do that.
Want me anywhere near the controls.
Fine. Then we'll have the captain wave to you.
No problem.
The next pulling out, and we'd love to have you on board.
You can find out more about all of this at aqvoyages.com as an American Queen. Nice to talk to you, Isis. Let's visit again.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Yeah, it's another way to travel.